Chapter 10. Danglars ran away to Italy. He had a cheque for 5 million francs from the Count of Monte Cristo. Edmund had sent a letter to Vampa to tell him that Danglars was coming. When Danglars took out the money, he was captured by Peppino and taken to Vampa. He was locked in a cage. "I want something to eat," he told the bandits. "You can have anything you want, but every item of food you ask for will cost you 100,000 francs, Vampa told him. Danglars was a prisoner for so long that the 5 million francs were soon only 50,000 francs. "Why are you doing this to me?" Danglars asked. "We are doing this for a friend," Vampa said. Danglars couldn't afford to eat anything and soon cried out for mercy. "Do you apologize for all the evil things you have done?" a voice asked. "I do." "Who are you?" Danglars asked. "I am Edmond Dantès, and you are forgiven. Take him and dump him by the river," Edmund said. When Danglars was free, he looked at his face in the river and saw that his hair had turned white from fear. Edmund had taken Maximilian to Italy, but now he took him to Monte Cristo Island. It was 1 month since Valentine's funeral. Edmund asked him, "Do you still want to die?" "Yes," Maximilian said. "Even if I gave you everything I own?" Edmund asked. "I only want Valentine. I will die without her," Maximilian said. "Come with me." Edmund led Maximilian to his palace hidden in the rocks. Valentine was waiting for Maximilian in the palace. "You must never leave him," Edmund told her. "I won't," Valentine promised. Maximilian was very happy. "Noirtier is waiting to help you get married. He knows everything. I am leaving everything to you. This palace, my money, and all my houses. I am taking Haiti home. I am going to make her a princess again," Edmund said. "Thank you. But how can we know what to do with everything?" Maximilian asked. "I can only tell you what I have learned in life. All human wisdom is contained in these two words, wait and hope," Edmund said.